For years, Pepsi was the choice of a new generation. That iconic tagline was made famous with ads throughout the 1980s, including this one featuring Michael Jackson.
You're grabbing for the magic on the run. You're a whole new generation. You're loving what they do. I put a Pepsi in the motion, and that choice is up to you.
Now it appears that with a new generation comes a new choice. The instant oatmeal brand Better Oats is repurposing Pepsi's old tagline, using it in a new marketing campaign. The move appears perfectly legal. Pepsi says it hasn't used the line since 1991, and the company's registration on the trademark expired in 2006. But is it a good idea? Linda Fisher is corporate communications manager for Mom Brands, formerly known as Maltomeal, the parent company of Better Oats. Linda, welcome to On the Media.
Thank you, Bob. Happy to be here.
Okay, so you guys did some dumpster diving. You took a disused tagline from PepsiCo. What were you thinking?
Well, we registered the trademark when we discovered that Pepsi had abandoned it. We did that in 2009, and it really went in what we call the good idea drawer. And we were in our second year of promoting Better Oats. You know, you can't replay what you did in year one. It's not new. It's not interesting to the media. We're putting this campaign together, and we thought, we still don't have a hook. And we remembered what we had in the good idea drawer, and that was choice of a new generation.
I don't know what your advertising budget is. I imagine it's something close to zero. Your marketing program is built of spit and baling wire.
Spit and baling wire and some good ideas to garner media coverage and social media word of mouth. That's really where we spend our time in marketing. We do that because our whole mission as a company is to provide better breakfast at a better price. So what we don't spend on advertising, we give back to the consumer in the way of great cereals, great tastes every morning at a great price.
Is there anything else I can do for you, Linda? First, I'm fulfilling your PR vision by having this conversation with you on national radio. And then I just let you do an ad for Mom Brands. Is there anything else I can do for you here at On the Media? Oh, yeah. Let me play your jingle.
23 flavors celebration, the choice of a new.
So tell me the mechanics of this.
We went to a crowdsourcing company who put out a creative brief to their creative network, and we sat down and watched over 100 60-second videos submitted, and we thought, well, we'll go with this amateur named Josh Anderson, a guy in black pajamas with white piping doing a song and dance act, singing a song about 23 flavors of Better Oats.
Now, you registered the trademark and, you know, paid the government whatever, $100 to make it yours, but that doesn't necessarily end Pepsi's legal claim against it. It can claim residual goodwill and say it is so associated with our brands that these people really don't have the right to it, no matter what their registration says, and take you to court.
They probably would have objected when we registered for the mark, because that's typically when the objections surface. And they didn't do that.
In a perfect world, the best thing that could possibly happen to you is for them to...
would be to have them sue us.
Yeah. This publicity you're getting for free right now would be a drop in the bucket. Is that the plan?
No. We are not baiting Pepsi or Quaker with the trademark. They didn't object when we registered for it. We have it. We're having some fun with it. And we didn't have to pay for it.
Now, with the stipulation that this is not the Lord's Prayer we're talking about, it's a tagline for sugar water, I'm curious if there's any risk of backlash. How dare they expropriate something that I remember so fondly with respect to Pepsi-Cola?
Boy, I doubt it. That's a bad answer, Bob.
No, that's a very good answer. Linda Fisher is the spokeswoman for Mom Brands, formerly known as Maltomeal. So, Brooke, I was thinking.
That's never good.
Yeah, I was thinking about this retreaded slogan thing.
Yeah.
You know who could use some good slogans?
Go ahead.
The candidates for the Republican nomination.
Because none of them's really been able to hold the public's imagination?
Exactly.
Okay. For instance, what did you have in mind for Ron Paul?
The Calvin Klein perfume.
Hmm?
Between love and madness lies obsession.
Go on.
Okay. Fiat Strada. Fiat Strada had one that would work perfectly for Romney. Hand-built by robots.
How about, I liked it so much I bought the company. Or how about Heinz Foods?
Heinz Foods?
You know, 57 varieties of Romney.
Okay. L'Oreal, because he's worth it. Yeah, wait, you got anything for Newt Gingrich?
Coors. The silver bullet. Huh. More of a musket ball.
He has some checkered marital history. Maybe Playtex.
The bra?
Lifts and separates.
Don't forget Santorum. Like Hebrew National, he answers to a higher authority.
Or, yeah, you know the Urban Dictionary?
Yeah.
With a name like Santorum, it has to be good.
Okay, who gets Home of the Whopper? All of them.
That's it for this week's show. On the Media, it was produced by Jamie York, Alex Goldman, PJ Vogt, Sara Abdurrahman, and Chris Neary, with more help from Louisa Beck and Rob Schoon, and edited by Brooke. Our technical director is Jennifer Munson. Our engineer this week was Andrew Dunn.
Katya Rogers is our senior producer. Ellen Horn is WNYC's senior director of national programs. Bassist composer Ben Allison wrote our theme. You can listen to the program and find transcripts at onthemedia.org. You can find us on Twitter and on Facebook. And go to onthemedia.org to see the latest videos in our Media Scrutiny Theater series. On the Media is produced by WNYC and distributed by NPR. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
Hey, Brooke, when are we doing Obama?
Soon enough.
And I'm Bob Garfield.
Support for On the Media comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the Jane Marcher Foundation, the Overbrook Foundation, and the listeners of WNYC Radio. This is NPR.